This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. There is word today another very expensive shoe is about to drop over the rigging of a key interest rate, the London Interbank Offered Rate, LIBOR in the vernacular. According to several reports, the Swiss bank UBS is likely to be fined somewhere near $1 billion for its role in the scandal. It would be the biggest civil settlement in that case yet. Our senior business correspondent Bob Moon reports the banks may be too big to criminally prosecute, but employees could still be in the crosshairs.
There's a reason that banks and international regulators have been negotiating these settlement deals. Taking a bank to court could bring what amounts to a death penalty.
By criminally prosecuting a bank, it can be prevented from participating in the financial system, which would, in essence, destroy the bank.
Former federal prosecutor Jacob Frankel is a securities law attorney outside Washington, D.C. He says these civil penalties avoid that. This week, British authorities made their first arrest in the interest rate rigging probe, and Frankel says that opens a path to prosecution that's less destabilizing for the banks.
Now the authorities are focused on the responsible individuals.
At the University of Delaware, Professor Charles Elson says prosecuting people makes more sense than going after the institution. When a bank faces charges, it's the shareholders who will pay, and they didn't do anything wrong.
It's kind of like saying we're going to go after the getaway car as opposed to the person robbing the bank and driving the car.
Maybe. Northwestern University accounting professor Thomas Leese suggests the bank bears some liability if it encouraged the wrong corporate culture.
The question to the institution is, was there sufficient supervision, and or maybe there was even inducement to kind of push the limits of what's acceptable.
If that's the case, Leese points out the banks involved might not be home free just yet. Leese expects a flood of civil lawsuits over potentially many billions of dollars in damages from people harmed by the rate rigging. I'm Bob Moon for Marketplace.